הרי יסוד בשרש העבודו ובצבוע סימן ה' he writes down וזה לשיינו ללכת הצבוע חוץ מדספר יסוד בשרש העבודו זה צבוע that he left for his family לבד כל הכוונוס שכתבתי בחיבורי made any olai shamayim v'oretz bonai, it's writing to his kids shiloi nedar achas meheino shiloi kivanti be'atzmi v'chol ha'tfiles u'v'chol ha'ridoes v'yeter se'eis u'v'yeter ois I made on myself that I didn't miss one kavona that I write down to be mechaven that I was mechaven Every kavona I was mechaven. I didn't miss out even one kavona. Void rabim koheino vekoheino shloyo biyecholti lahatzik bechiburi kivanti reisem bezos Hashem. Ach deun abona ish gvadai kifli kiflayim dvorim koheino vekoheino shoyisim nizor bohem vlo eleisi reisem bekesav lehazir shrabim. He said Rishirish with all the G'daylim are made in him. He writes down that all these things that are written in Sefer Yosef Rishirish Avoido are not only things that he's writing down, you know, he's giving Musa. He kept every one of them. Every one of them he kept. Every one of them he did. Every Kavoneh, but we'll see that a person has to be Mechaveh, he did. It's not a pshat, it's like a sefer musar for kavanas, for tzaddikim that could find different kavanas to do, that could find different yichudim to be mechaven. Zagdi said, B'sheirish, all these kavanas that I'm going to tell you to do, and that a person has to do, all of these kavanas, I was mechaven myself. Under a cook. Under a cook. So I want a little bit to be mamshich when we're holding in the avodah. We say b'seder shavodah in his akdama before he starts the seder hayoyim. Person has to know if he manages to take to himself even chalokim and to follow the sefer, he could come to very high madreges. See, the Yosef Asher starts, we said that, he says before a person starts the Avodah Tmimo, he has to work on V'ahavta L'Reach V'Moicho B'Tzedek Tishpit Amitecho. And he explains what he means V'ahavta L'Reach V'Moicho. He says a person, L'Moshe, this fits to the Maisi that we brought down last week. I'm going to go straight to what he's saying. Chazal bring down a pasuk in Shmuel that David HaMelech had tainus that when I'm sick, no one bothered, no one cared that I'm sick. Chazal not say, "Odom mitzta'er shchino ma'imer esalov." When a person is happy, let me say, when someone comes over to tell you, "My brother became a chassid. My brother had a baby boy." Why is coming to tell you that his brother had a baby boy? You don't know who is his brother. So he tells you, you know, my brother got engaged, my sister got engaged. Why is coming to tell you? To you, to your friend, to his rabbi, everyone, to the people that he's close to. I lost my grandfather. So you lost your grandfather. So I never knew. And you know you have a grandfather that's living, and you tell me that he lost him. What is the pshat? The teva of the person is, when you're happy with something, you want to share it with your friends. Now, are you sure that somewhere your friends are happy with you? Yeah, kind of extent. They're happy to hear that I had a baby, that my brother had a baby boy. So I'm telling them, my brother had a baby boy. Or, they share with me the tzad. V'ahavta l'recha k'moicha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that a person will be happy with the other person. It's like they say, Vesheresh, a person has to work on himself. It's Avodah Pshuta. So Vesheresh is the Avodah that every kid could follow the Avodahs. You have a friend, and you hear, Baruch Hashem, Lama Zagan, he became a chassan. Like a simple zach. So Vesheresh brings a different example. But he speaks about a kid, I don't know. Most of you are bachur, so it's hard to relate to your friends having kids. And in the hard days, your friends could have kids. Yeah. But your friend made a shidduch. And Baruch Hashem, it's mamash a gewaldike shidduch. Again, the kala, yeah. And we don't know what is the kala. So what is the ghetto? So everything else chutz from the kala. Yeah. Who is the shver? And if you be supported, all the chitzenis. The guy with the kala, we don't know who's the kala. We say kala nova chasuda anyway. The Gemara says she's good, she's bad. We say kala nova chasuda anyway. Yeah. So who is the kala doesn't make a difference. So your friend tells you he became a chas. And you know, your mamish don't forgive him. It's mamish a good shidduch, you know. He got what he wanted, shver that he wants, supported like he wants. All of the milas, yeah. And a little pinch is passing inside you, yeah? If it's a pinch from yourself, if it's a pinch because you have an older brother and you feel bad for your older brother, if you have an older sister, everyone has his little pinches inside, but he's not excited in the moment, he's not super excited. And V'ahavta l'recha k'moricha says, be happy for you. Zog di yisei b'sheir say, Hareini mechavel l'shem. He was made on himself that everything what he says is what he did, yeah? Hareini mechavel al atzmi l'shem mitzvah skohav to l'reach akum b'echo. I'm so happy for him. I'm so excited for the other person. I'm really excited. This is what a person feels. I'll tell you, I saw it today, b'chush. I had a mice this week. And in the last week, beginning this week. But I had a mice. I called him, not really something to grab, but when I bought a house, so I saw Mamish today, I was like, Mamish, b'chush, as posh as it. I bought a house, so you know, I don't have money. So I had to take a big mortgage. Although, you know, they don't give you credit, you don't work and you don't have income, so they don't give you. So I wasn't developed, yeah? They only give the people that have it. But anyway, don't need a place, as I gave us. People that don't have, they don't give the people that have the gift. If I couldn't develop. So, but if you want to take a mortgage, so what do you do? So my wife started to work somewhere. So he had tired, he had a company. My wife started, she was secretary, she's Islam started. So my wife came to work, she said, you know, you want to take a mortgage, but the bank told me, you know, I owe, even by your how much I get paid, you know, it's not, I get paid less than what we have to pay back, so it's not in the gap. So he said, so I will take the mortgage on my name. I will be the lawyer, you'll be the lawyer also, I will be also a lawyer. Your husband is sitting and learning. I want, what worse comes to worse, that you'll run away. So I have a time, I'll have to pay a little bit of money. But on the other side, all of my life, I could know, I helped you. So it's worth for me to take a chance. So I'm going to the bank, and I'm signing, I'm taking myself the loan, kilo, which you pay it back, but kilo, I'm a part of the loan. So, very nice thing. Because, you know, just, the mortgage is paid, it goes off the bank, you don't have to go yourself. They take, they have the places they take off every month. Money, you go to your account, the account, it works. So, I never look at the papers anyway, you know. I tear them, that's what's enough, you know, the numbers anyway, doesn't make a difference. So I never look at it, that's it. Years. This little shishi, I came home, 12, 2 o'clock by night, I just took a more courage to look at my papers. So I look at my papers, so every time I tear, I never look. Years, I don't know how many years I really didn't look. 15 years at least, yeah. I pick it up. 2 o'clock at night. That's how you know. I'm reading everything what's in it. There's a lot of little letters in all these papers. So I'm reading from the beginning to the end. Quickly I'm reading. Because I read it quick. And I realize that the ma'aser you pay insurance. Those are the kind of communities, you know, the balance say Rishon Shavuot. But you say that volume is that Louis Tzio, one of the people that took the mortgage on himself, dies, so the insurance company will pay all the mortgage instead of him. Because the bank is scared, especially there's no income here. So what would be if that mister will die? So that mister will die, so who will pay? We don't have credit. He's away. His kids don't know us. So they're forced to make an insurance. And if he dies, the insurance company will pay the whole chayv instead of him. Maisie, he died a year and a half ago. He died a year and a half ago. So maybe kumta is that I'm potter and dancing. Not only that, there's a law that if he dies in the middle, so everything will be paid the whole 15 years to give you back also. So, not one little line. If I say shtey do. The kids are so, I went to see that. As a kumta, it's getting kind of community still. But so I went, I asked someone, and I go to the bank. So I went one day, some friend of mine went, so now someone's taking care of it at the bank. Somebody will call me up and all the money will be back, and I'll just come to pick it up. So the kids are nice. The money doesn't go back to me, it goes to the people that gave me the money. I'm not taking the money. I'm right there, I don't have money, don't think. So have the girl in your name. So I had to, the bank told me that I need to bring a piece of paper that a guy died and why he died. You know, maybe I killed him to get the money. Yeah? So you have to prove that he's dead and the reason that he's dead, all the papers. These papers, you have to go to the family to ask. Yeah? It's a bit not gishmak, yeah? Because you say, you know, I need all the proofs why your father died and all the medical things because I want to make some money from it. So I called the son. He said, sure, I was the child. He said, okay, when my father died, I was so upset I didn't put him in my, but I didn't tell him to take the mortgage, my mortgage on his name. I would also save so much money, yeah? But for sure, I will give you all the papers. Sunday, your wife goes to work, she'll get all the papers. So my wife told me yesterday night, you know, that the almana came. Almana is very close to us. Years, and you know, now we say, we help her. No, we came very close. She never saw the almana so happy in her life. That the husband, by dying, you know, at least someone that the family likes, he helped him so much, you know, he made more tzedakah when he's dead from when he's alive. And she was so excited, like, she was telling me, like, she was so happy. I was Pshat is Pashat. Because my wife and the almana are very good friends. So she's very happy to my wife that she's getting. The son doesn't know me. Say he knows who I am, I know who he is. We met, you know, in the Shiva and maybe two more times. Yeah? So for sure he's a chesed, a normal yid when he has a piece of paper that his father is dead. Why not to give it over? Excited for me? Why has to be excited for me? Said, very nice. Yeah? If I don't tell the story over, so it's people that are friends of mine are very excited for me. Yeah, I didn't make money, but it doesn't make a difference now, yeah? But very excited. People are not friends of mine. I share the story. Nice story. Chabad didn't happen to me. What I'm trying to say, this is about haftal areach akumayich. A person has to learn to be excited for the other person. And it's avodas like you say b'sheish. A person takes out a sefer. And you see it's very matzmiach. He's so excited for him. He's matzmiach. Baruch Hashem, he's matzmiach. You want also to be matzmiach? Seder. Davent Hashem to also be matzmiach. Ve'ohavto l'recho kumoicho. So you say b'sheish. VeHaKadosh Baruch Hu miyad mismale, he says, everyone knows, Baruch Hashem, you will know yourself and you'll have older kids, that the biggest simcha of a parent is when they see the kids get along together. It's the biggest simcha. When the parents hear that one kid helped the other kid, it's full with nachas. I say this. And the worst nachas of parents is when the kids don't get along. And bonim atem la Hashem elokeichem, like we say b'sheirish, when a person is mikayim the mitzvah from v'ahavto l'recho kumoicho, and he's so happy for the other yid, and he's so matzliach for the other yid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mole nachas, and he says weiter, and to be mitztayer for the other person, to be mitztayer for the other person. Mitzvah for the other person. Mitzvah will have to l'reach kumoicho. I feel so bad for him. I feel so bad for him. And it's avoida. It's avoida. So you see something, someone is suffering. To feel bad. I feel bad that he's suffering. It's bothering me that he's suffering. Oy. And what is the proof? When it's someone that we know, some kids, you know, when some bachur, when they were younger, they were going to camps to help, you know, sick kids. Before you come to yeshivas, and kids in America, you go to help kids in camps. Yeah? So you see these kids that, when they were kids, they went to help different kids in camps. And these kids become very sick, and they become so attached to the kid, and every child of the kid, and they mask him to go far away to make that kid happy. Why? You know how the kid is suffering? You know, your chavrus and your bench is suffering the same, but you never said hello to him, yeah? Or you skip him, you know. You say hello to the guy after him, you know. He's like Commander Lesser. You get the morning, you wave to the guy in back of him, yeah? You just don't back him. Because you're not close to him. But he's also suffering. And yet his brother is very sick. You don't care. You don't tell him, oh, I have some chocolates, maybe send to your brother, he'll be very happy. No, you want to send the kid to the camp that you know. Why? Because we're after the Rech Kodesh. There's a mitzvah in every person. They say, I heard this mice from Paul Shmulevitz, that Rabbi Sifchaim Sonnenfeld was once a march of the Mizrahi. He made a big milchome against the Mizrahi. Huge milchome as mitzvah. It was a big march. I don't remember what it was, maybe it was in the Kaisel of soldiers, I don't remember. And they were passing near him. And they heard Rabbi Sifchaim saying, Yosef Hashem Aleichem Kochem Elef Pa'amim Vivorach Eschem Kasher Dibar Lachem Yosef Hashem Aleichem Kochem Elef Pa'amim. Like he was saying it quiet to himself. So someone asked Rabbi Sifchaim, you know, you're fighting every day, mitzvah to kill them, Moridi Ben Maili, Mechmedish, all of the Zachim you're fighting. He says, this is what I tell them, but this is what I tell HaKadosh Baruch. They Klal Yisrael, Yidden. Milchama we make with the ganze Shavkat. Milchama with the ganze Shavkat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm davening for them. Milchama for that, I love them. Aber Milchama with the ganze Shavkat. Milchama with the ganze Shavkat. It's not a steal. Today in the world is a steer. When you start to work on after Rechakomoicho, you think that every bad person, you know, you have to be kara. It's a mishugas, yeah? But you could find your friend. And what is the right? I'm not saying a person has to be mishug. A guy comes to the table, lunch, and there's no food left for him. No food left. Remember one day when you came, and everyone was eating, you know, and there was nothing left to you, yeah? And you felt very stupid, so you just went to your dear, yeah? You felt like the fuck. He feels exactly the same thing. If you will feel bad for him, he would get up, 1 second, I'll try to find for you. Because it's very easy to look for someone else, it's not a problem, yeah? You have extra, when you're looking for yourself, it's like an icky feeling, yeah? That's what I meant when I was a bacher, yeah? I feel for the other person. Now he's going around, he feels lost. You do the whole time. Guy comes, he doesn't have a standard. So the guy that is sitting around, 1 second, will find you a standard. Everyone feels comfortable. The guy in the first 2 minutes that he walks in, feels like very lost. Feel for him. So do you say, Bishay, 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 Some people think they say the pair, they're spoiling the whole point. It's nishtazi. It's mekadish the person, so do you say, Bishay, Bishay. And he says that there's no simchat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. More from that, he says, weiter, a person finds aveda. I'm not saying now some bachur get, you know, they start to find aveda, it's like mishugas and the whole Melvin. I'm saying, you know, normal. You find something, you know it belongs to someone. For example, a gemara. You see someone left in a shiur room, a gemara. But you know he forgot. I'm not saying sometimes he wants to leave it there, yeah? He has two gemaras, three gemaras, and every place he leaves one gemara, and he doesn't have to carry it. Chas v'shalom, it'll be too heavy for him. But, you know, he left his gemara. Now you know he comes to this marriage, he can't find his gemara. And you know who he is. So צריך לשים בשרש, לא עושה סתם. שערי נמחה ולשי מצווה ואהבת לריח וכמויכו. פיקאפ נגמור עם גורגי ותאם. זה לא די, שים בשרש, it's משנה את הטבע of the person. It's משנה את הטבע of the person. And he says, אבל you have to be מרחיח את הפרסון. You have to be מרחיח את הפרסון. Say, הרי נמחה השם מצווה שכח וכיח אבל ואהבת לריח כמוך I want and then you go over to do it this is the difference this is the difference and the person doesn't realize it's the teva of the mensch that he takes sides you see two people playing the game yeah So you saw it. So Chafetz Chaim speaks it out. You're standing, you see two people playing, you go in the street, you see two kids are playing, yeah? They're throwing ball to each other. And you're watching it for a couple hours, yeah? You don't know what to do. Automatically you take a side. You want someone to win. This is the Teva of the Mensch. He picks a side. Character is both who created the world. The person picks a side. A person picks a side kimat everywhere. As a machlekes. I don't know if in your life you saw machlekesim, you didn't see machlekesim. It's machlekesim. I'm not saying if it's in your machlekes, in your shul, you know, your father against the rav, chas v'shalom, or the other way around. It's a difference. You know, the problem is like in your shul, two balabatim are fighting, yeah? This guy wants to be the chazan, and he wants to be the chazan, yeah? Very quickly you take a side. You decide who you think really deserves it, and you know you want the other guy to slip. Most people have to learn how to come with him. Most people have to learn how to come with him. That's it. You can happen and go. It's not really the message. Two people are running to be president. Remember, I spoke about once the day after the vote. Yeah, and we want Lamazon and Bush to win, and not the other one. I forgot his name. Yeah. But Lamazan, I'm starting to say, I don't know if we wanted him to win. But Lamazan, we wanted him to win and not the other one. And you're sitting there. And the night of the voting, Givaldi, the one that you wanted to vote, won. You don't think what is happening to the other one? He's coming home, his wife can't look at him anymore. Mamish Abizai, all of his friends started to run away from him. He spends so much money that he doesn't have what to do. He's in the middle of his career, he's 45 years old, in the middle of his climbing, this is it. You know, next time he's running for president, they will not take him anymore. This is it, he lost all the chances. You know how bad he feels now? You don't feel bad for him? So I don't know if it's Va'atel or Echel Kamoich on the good. I don't know. I know it's not, yeah. So I'm not saying you have to work to be at Midas Rachmanis. But by your yid. By your yid. You have a Hasidus. Two people are slugging. You take a side. You want Yana to become. Shem Kedoshim. You don't feel bad for the Azmon now, he feels never. Only think of what happened to you. What you will do? You'll jump off the roof. You'll jump off the roof and the Bizeh is getting what happened to you. Say to yourself, Zagdi Yisayi B'Sheirosh. And Zagdi Yisayi B'Sheirosh, a person that manages to do it, Ein nachas godol yoyser laKadosh Baruch Hu. The girl that came to Mizgayer, he told him, "My son, he aloch lo isavid lechavroch zeu klal godol batoyro." Lo avto lereacha kamoicho, said the Makiva. Zeu klal godol batoyro. It's not stamen al pia aria Kadosh before you start the davenes. Lo avto lereacha kamoicho. Says all of the Gemaras, Marich very much. See, it's in Shar Aleph, Periches. That you melamed zchus on Klal Yisrael, melamed zchus on Klal Yisrael. What is that? All of these Gemaras that you melamed zchus, Sanegoria on Klal Yisrael, Sanegoria on Klal Yisrael. For sure, it's mustabel as a musig. If you melamed zchus, it works by lemes elyonim. But it's not only that. When you melamed zchus on Klal Yisrael. It's poil HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes that zchus and he's melamed it because this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That you will melamed zchus. Again, like I'm saying, Alamor. Melam Tzchus doesn't mean not to make a melchome against the Rishayim. But inside Melam Tzchus. I'm saying, the problem is that we have a group of people, Melam Tzchus at them also, yeah? That the Melam Tzchus only have people that don't have Yarmulkes, yeah? Okay, when people have Yarmulkes, they're not Melam Tzchus on them. They think they're frum, they think make machleker. Yeah, the Melam Tzchus on the people that are Tinoikish and Ishbur are busy Melam Tzchus. Yeah? We have Melam Tzchus on these people that do this thing. But I'm saying, and this we are fighting. We're trying to busy Melam Tzchus on the people that have the Yarmulkes. Then we'll, and we're out of the Reach of the Mitzvahs. Then we'll see the Melam Tzchus on the people that are not Reach. Melam Tzchus. Feel for the other person. Like the other person. Zok, why in Sforim the state before davening you have to do it? When a person feels like that, he could really daven that everyone would be matzliach. Not only that, if you're holding in a matrega, you daven ribbono shel olam. If I don't have schusim, you don't want to accept my tefillah. But I have people that have schusim, so give them a shirus. Give them a tzlocha. They will never know it came from me. This Yid in Canada. Give him money. He deserves it, if you could have it. He's your kid. You really want. It's a higher madrig. Because if you don't know it. Have to l'riach boni matem l'Hashem l'keicha. I want to be matzliach. This is the yisayid of tefillah. Shmat filas amchok beis Yisrael. The guy named me, he's davening. Give him. I want also to give me. Say it, give him. Kol ha'koris ha'im des ala mashba davening in tashlich tishmat filoso. Couple minutes to daven. Give them. Be happy. They will never know it came from you. No, I'm mad. They will die. They will never die. You're hoping maybe in the Shemaim in the end they will show that your tefillah did it. Why? Because you want to give. No, you felt you're not in love, really. I know people that really love different people, and the other people became. I know one person. That's why after HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid him, kefil 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 kefil. He called me up. I have a friend. He's living in Beit Shemesh. He's doing terrible. There's no money, and everything is falling apart there. I will send you a big amount of money every month, and you give it to him for a present. Tell him we have a zakah, call him over with mishpacha, we worked out the whole program, and the mamash put him back, mochash and yen, whole mishpacha, picked up, and everything, he was mamash. Le'ol me'ad is no way in the world that Yenim will know that the other person talked to him. The image of don't speak with his friends anymore. They don't know each other. He loved his friend, he wanted to help him. He really liked to help him. Zog di yisayi b'shayrish. A person that does this, this is the hakdome. This is the hakdome. To become a mensch, to become kodesh, to start to be oyved on the avodas, that will start to work and climbing up the mountain to avodas Hashem. This is the aleph base. You see, it's a klal gadol b'teira, v'avta l'reach ha'kamoicho, sinishtah, sinishtah, it's a klal gadol b'teira. Weißt du, es ist nicht da. Weißt du, es ist nicht da. Weißt du, es ist ein Nied für dich. Weißt du, es ist zählig für dich. Das ist ein selber Bescheid. Es ist sei, sei. Es ist, you find a Avede. Sei. Sometimes, a person that is working on it, could do, a person doesn't have to be a Meshuggah. Sag alle mal, nicht zu sein ein Meshuggah. Aber am Morgen, to prepare, and Rav Ovadia says, Alamo, a person is going with a car. You see someone outside. Yeah. The minute is, you know, you turn the head to the other side. If you will not see it, yeah, you have to pick him up, not stop and take it. Chavish can care, yeah? You're living in the wedding, you tell the wedding to meet outside. You know, you don't need too much people to jump into your car. If you would be the one that needs the lift, you need the hitch, a ride, I don't know how you call it, yeah? You'll want to be there, you'll be very upset. You know, you're standing there and say, you know, no one is stopping for you. You have to walk the whole mahalach. Remember once a guy took me. Every guy he stopped. I'm actually out of my mind, yeah? I was a bacher. But, you know, I looked at him then. He told me, if you would be the last guy, you would not want to be picked up. So we stopped to talk another 3 minutes. I help all the people. Well, why not? This is my chesed I do. I don't run a Ura camp. I don't run Leif Simcha. I call it Camp Simcha. No, I do chesed in the car. What is? No, it has to be an office and fundraising presence from all over the places. Then this is called chesed. I have to be in a hospital for a Shabbos. This is chesed. I have, every time when I go, it takes me another extra minute and I drive every place I go. I go to Downing, I pick up 5-6 people back and forth the whole way. And once a day I try even to go on my way to drive to the place. This is my chesed organization. Well, I'm happy to help people. If a person is kind of that, they'll cloud God. And if the Yisrael B'Shirish, that is Kol Kulei Kavonos Kedoshos V'Tahiros, tells us, this is the foundation, this is the bottom. People wonder a lot of times, they build big towers of Avodas Hashem, build Migdolim, Tzidkes, and Alts, and they don't see that the buildings are standing. The buildings are not standing. They don't realize there's no cement at the bottom, there's no metal poles. It's not like a building. The building is Ve'ahavta le'recha kamoicha. It's not that Stam Hillel told it to this person. It's not Stam that Rabbi Akiva said it. And I'm saying, the secret is to say it. Ve'ahavta le'recha kamoicha. L'shem mitzvahs ve'ahavta le'recha kamoicha. I think every person. And I'll tell you, it could be by a Rebbe, it could be by a friend, it could be by every person. You come to a wedding, you meet a person, you start to shmooze to him. You know, if he schmoozes to you another 5 minutes, he will not have a seat. So tell him, no, you're a rabbi, the Baruch is speaking to you. You know he came for, he likes the food, yeah? He trusts the Hechshav, Amazon, Mazar, yeah? You tell him, no, go take a seat, come back in a couple minutes. Why not? Why is Baruch Atar HaKamoich? The person has the animal mischashim. Alimol to work and v'ahavta l'recha kamoich. If a person works on it, siyata d'shmaya, you will have a tzlacha.